You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
News that came out yesterday from the steel sector related to the strike that could happened there. ArcelorMittal told its shareholders in a SEN statement that unions had issued the company with an intention to strike overpay. The steel company also said it would be approaching the labor courts for an interdict because certain workers were quite important to the organization, and them downing tools would not make for a pretty picture in terms of its operations. The company did get that interdict from the labor court, but there's still a dispute between the two, that's management and workers, over the way forward regarding pay. We've got the CEO of ArcelorMittal, Mr. Kobus Fester, on the market update for the latest. So thanks so much for your time. Just talk to us about where things currently stand.
Good evening, and thank you for making the time. In terms of the interdict, we got the interdict of a non-strike for about 50% of operations, which is our upstream operations, where the assets are fairly fragile, and one needs to make time to make them safe for employees. So in terms of that, we've got a positive result. But despite that, we are currently having a strike from the NUMSA members, even on that part of the operations.
So right, that part of the operations, but also the other part, the 50% where you didn't seek the interdict from the court for. So what are the issues here? So according to your SEN statement, the company is offering a total increase, a pay increase of 7%. The unions are wanting, is it 10% or 15% in increase in pay?
Yeah, it depends on the forum. I mean, in the strike notice, they revert back to the 15%. Prior to that, they said they want 10%. But it's either 10 or 15, depending on their view and the forum. But there's an additional 15 demands on top of that in terms of housing allowance and many other requirements.
What does this mean presently for your operations?
Well, it's affecting our operations quite severely. I mean, firstly, the part that's not supposed to be a strike, those are, as I said, in contravention of the court order, they are striking. And then, obviously, as normal, the substantial intimidation. Remember, there's only a strike called by one union, not all unions. And then the intimidation preventing people that actually want to work from coming to work, and overall that impact is quite severe.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the sentiment on the ground right now, we just had our market analyst on the show earlier on, and he was just talking about inflation and just how the price of everything is going up, and particularly on the food side, the energy side, that speaks to transport costs. Why does ArcelorMittal think that the 7% that you are offering is a fair wage at this stage?
The first part of the offer is a 5% inflation type of adjustment, and then an additional 2% actually taking into account the current social economic environment. But one should also remember that ArcelorMittal is one of the higher payer in the industry, where our lowest level of employee categories on average get 25,000 rand. So the starting point is actually quite high. So when you look at the increases, 7% on average for the category that we are talking about is north of 2,500 rand a month. So it is a quite substantial and we believe a very fair option offer from a high base of salary which we afford our employees.
Yet I read a report quoting NUMSA in which they disagree that they are well paid. They say that it's not true, the kind of salaries that you're talking about. I mean, what do you make to comments such as that?
I think we all know that NUMSA tend to be very economical with the truth. saying that we pay people 7,000. Now, I can tell you, we have nobody that we pay 7,000 rand. So that's absolutely not true. NUMSA also yesterday say the holding company made a profit of more than $40 billion. That's also totally wrong. So I would suggest that one interrogate more their statements, which is far from the truth. Our lowest category employees, as I said to you, on average earn 25,000, between 21,000 and 25,000, depending on whether you add overtime or not.
Mm.
And this is the actual numbers from our April payroll.
So then where to from here, Kobus?
Well, we're still talking to, as I said, it's one union that's on strike, half illegal. We've spoken to them today, so we're open to discussion. We think our numbers are fair, and we will continue to engage.
Mm.
But it's unfortunately that we have to once again deal with the illegal part of the strike, as well as the high level of intimidation that prevent people from coming to work if they want to work, and hence also no work, no pay apply to people that is not willing to support this.
Mm. Do you think that the situation at Sibanye-Stillwater, whereby their workers have been on strike at the gold operations for over 2 months now, over pay, and then obviously within that time, the market, the public learning of the pay increase of the CEO and just perhaps making finding a deal a little bit difficult. Do you think that that situation has set the precedent of what we should expect in terms of wage negotiations this time around and the resiliency of workers to hold out for a deal that they think is fair? And are you worried if you think it has set a precedent?
What I can say, it's important that people should understand that the constant increase in the fixed cost base of South African companies become a problematic area. It makes us all uncompetitive. And that's why we have offered a split type of thing, one inflation link, and the other portion, a cash bonus linked to the performance of the organization. So we would like much more to move to that type of environment instead of an automatic increase of the inflation base without any understanding of the productivity requirements to remain competitive in the medium and long term.
Mm. So the inflation-linked portion of the increase at 5.5%, is that based on the company's view of where inflation will land at the end of the year? Because presently we're looking at CPI at 5.9%.
No. I think it's a 5% is around where inflation is currently. I mean, last year average inflation was 4.5%. Remember, the 2% on top of that is in addition,
sure,
to sort of assist people with the current economic environment. But then you must also remember, in addition to that, we have monthly performance bonuses that pay out to the extent that the company performed from an operational perspective. So if you take that in context, we're talking about about 4,600 people that's in the bargaining category, which earn an average salary per month of 39,700 rand per month. So it's not that we are indifferent. We do offer a very fair pay. And as I said, if you compare our increase of more than 2,500 per month relative to discussions in other sectors, whether it should be 850 or 1,000, then you can understand that we are it's an extremely fair and should be attractive.
All right. All right.
To the employees.
All right. Kobus, thanks so much for joining us. We'll certainly be keeping a close watch on the developments there at your operations, but we'll leave it there for now. Kobus Sifesta, the CEO of ArcelorMittal South Africa.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.